Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're getting ready to sit down with Spencer for a great trip report to kick off your week. But first, a word from our sponsors, that includes our friends over at The Wisdom of Walt. Drop by The Wisdom of Walt today. You're going to see two great books for that Disney fan in your life. You know what? There's nothing better than to give a good read over the holidays. You have The Wisdom of Walt, which is the original book, Jeff Barnes' first book, about Walt Disney and how he built his dreams in Disneyland. And then you also have the new book, Beyond the Wisdom of Walt, which focuses on how Walt Disney expanded his dream down to Central Florida with Epcot, the Magic Kingdom, and the plans for the East Coast Disneyland experience. The best part about these books is they're fun to read for a Disney fan, but they're also motivational. They'll help you build your relationships with your workers, your coworkers, your family. They are a great read, and it's going to be something the Disney fan in your life will really appreciate. Check them out on Amazon or just drop by thewisdomofwalt.com. Save time and money on your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation with our friends over at touringplans.com, the official website for the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. They have the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, the best hotel rooms to ask for, and so much more. If you're looking for a stocking stuffer, right here, less than $15, gives the Disney fan in your life 365 days of great information, and it's going to save them hours and hours on their next trip. Check them out today. They're over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1261 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Monday, guys. It is a Monday, but you know what? It's the most wonderful time of the year. At least that's what the songs say. So hopefully you're slowing down and enjoying the season. We're going to kick off another week here with a trip report. And joining me today, he doesn't take a day. He doesn't take any time off. He's actually out of town in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in a hotel room, but he's made time for us to kick off the week. Spencer, how's it going? Thanks for joining us today.
It's going great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you carving out some time, even while you're on the road, to record the show.
No problem.
All right, so let's hop in. We love our trip reports on Monday mornings because, you know, while we can't close our eyes if we're commuting to work here, you know, we can't do that. But, I mean, I think it's nice to take your mind off, you know, what you might have planned for the week and just imagine what it would be like to be at Walt Disney World today. So give us the overview, just the quick, like when you were there, who you were with and stuff like that. And let's dive into the details of your trip.
Well, I went this past September from the 12th to the 17th with my parents, just me and my parents. You know, we stayed at Saratoga Springs. It's a great resort. I love staying there, especially with Disney Springs, you know, on the come up. And it was a great trip.
So we were talking before we started recording, you kind of reminded me some notes from the trip that this trip was originally scheduled for a little bit earlier in the month. But of course we had, was it Hurricane? Not Maria. It was, how could I forget? Or was it Maria? Yeah, it was Maria, right? The one that caused all the disruption for you guys.
Yeah. It was definitely, you know, a struggle because, you know, we had plans and it was on Sunday we decided we were going to cancel the trip, and we were supposed to leave Tuesday, I believe. And we contacted our Frontier, who we were flying with, and they were giving people credits to use in future flights. Well, what we actually did a little bit before that is we called Disney to see, hey, you know what? We want to go on our trip. Can we just schedule it for a week later? You know, stuff like that. And we're DVC members, so we talked to DVC, and you know, and they said no, there's nothing that's like that, nothing at that resort. And I said, well, what if we change the whole thing? You know, what if we change resorts? What if we change the room type? What if we change, you know, go only for 4 days or 5 days instead of 6 days? You know, there's got to be something coming up. You know, I just started a new job, and I was, you know, really hoping to go because I, you know, I actually had to cancel a trip a year previous in September. with my parents. And, you know, I was really excited to go for the Halloween party and everything. So we get a hold of DVC and, you know, they're like, we have a 4 or 5 night stay at Saratoga in a 2-bedroom. And, you know, for 3 people, a 2-bedroom is kind of a lot.
Yeah, it is.
So we took that and then called Frontier and got our flight switched, but they didn't have a flight leaving or they didn't have a flight coming back on that day that we were coming back, the 17th. So we actually had to get a flight through Spirit to come back. So we actually used 2 different airlines. It was the first time I've ever done anything like that, which was kind of interesting. But, you know, we did it, you know, and it was a blast.
So let me ask you about this, because hopefully we don't have to deal with this in 2018 when the hurricane season rolls back around. You know, fortunately, we're hopefully beyond that. The season's, you know, technically over. But what was that mindset like? Because I know, like you said, you had canceled the year before. You really wanted to make this trip happen. It sounds like you really did think outside the box with changing resorts. You guys originally at Bay Lake Tower went over to Saratoga, you know, pushed it back like a week, but you still made it happen. But what was the conversation like with your parents in deciding, you know, when was the time like you had to make the decision? Because, you know, it's so fluid. Like, were you watching the weather constantly? What was it like?
Yeah. My dad's really all about preparing for vacations weather-wise. It's like every time we go on a trip, he's watching the Weather Channel for like a month out of time, you know, a month ahead of time. And, you know, he was checking it every day, giving me texts at work, and I'm getting frustrated because I don't want to go, and I'm willing to risk it, and you know, just because I'm a nut, you know. And he, you know, he finally was like, you know, we really need to. I think it was when they closed the park, or they talked about closing the parks, is when it really sunk into me that we were gonna have to change our trip. Funny thing is, the year previous trip in September was actually at Bay Lake Tower also. So we've had to cancel Bay Lake Tower twice. So I don't think we're going to try to book there again.
Yeah, it's like it's not meant to be. You know, just wave when you go by on the monorail or something.
Yeah.
That's funny. So you guys ended up over at Saratoga in a 2-bedroom. Like you said, for 3 people, we stayed down there in a 2-bedroom at Old Key West this past summer with our friends, the Gardeners, and there were 4, 7 of us. And man, it's like we couldn't find each other with 7 people in there. Like you'd be like, are they still here? We don't know. It's gigantic. So what was that accommodation like? Because very few of our listeners have experienced Saratoga in a 2-bedroom. So give some advice. What'd you think?
You know, I loved it. It was great. It was like having my own room. You know, I've taken a couple solo trips and, you know, I could do what I wanted to do. They could do what they wanted to do. And, you know, if we, you know, got a little sick of each other, we could separate, but still be in the same hotel.
Nice. So did you take advantage of any of the, you know, because those bigger units have like the full kitchen. They have either a patio or a balcony, you know. Did it change how you went to the parks, maybe come back and relax more in the unit? Or did you still go pretty hard in the parks?
You know, I'm not one to go back and relax. I go from sun up to sundown, you know, open to close as much as I can. You know, we, my parents are, I won't say older, but my dad's got some health issues. He actually suffers from vertigo and he had a spell while we were there. And luckily we were so close to Magic Kingdom but we were on the bus system. So he could get back to the hotel. But it was nice because then when I came back to the hotel, I didn't disturb him. You know, I didn't.
Yeah.
He could be in his own, you know, own little world, and my mom and I could sit on my side of the resort or the room or suite, villa, whatever you want to call it.
That's crazy when it's that big that you can just go on the other side and nobody will even know you're there. You know, like it's definitely not a Pop Century room. You know, you're like on top of everybody there.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, we were at the Halloween party. And we, you know, we didn't really dress up. My mom bought my dad and I pirate bandanas. She wore a witch hat and we just watched everyone and, you know, walked around and had a great time. And we were waiting for the parade and, you know, it just hit him. And, you know, luckily we were staying on site. So, the next day I kind of just went around by myself. So it was like one of my solo trips.
Yeah, it's a shame that happened, but that is the good thing about staying on site is that transportation, you know, you can individually get back or get where you need to be, where, you know, if you're off site, it's a little bit more difficult because, you know, the car's gone, then all of a sudden you're trying to figure out, you know, what's going on. So let me ask you one more thing about Saratoga, then hop into your times going around the parks and even the, want to talk about the Halloween party. I think Saratoga is, and we kind of talked about this before we started recording, it's really on the, you know, the upswing with Disney Springs and that being just a haven for great dining, great shopping, a lot of entertainment nowadays. Did you find that, because in the old days, but I would say, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, I thought of Saratoga Springs, if you wanted to give me a description, I would have said kind of out there, you know, it's kind of remote. But I don't know if it's necessarily the case. How'd you feel about, you know, its location?
You know, we've stayed there a few times, and my mom's always loved it because of how close it was to when it was downtown Disney, because you could just walk over and get something to eat. Now it's a completely different world. It's, you can walk over and spend a whole day there shopping, eating, you know, just doing whatever. I actually tried Deluxe Burger on your recommendation, or the podcast recommendation, and I fell in love.
That stuff's good. Yeah, I'm glad they don't have that in St. Louis. I'd be broke and I'd be fat.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. All right, so let's hop into your times in the park. You say you tend to not take breaks and go pretty hard. So tell us about your touring. What were some of the highlights from the days in the parks?
One thing we did is when we got to the resort, we played Disney Bus Roulette.
Nice.
And we took a bus to Hollywood Studios. On the way to Hollywood Studios, my mom remembered, and I don't know how I forgot, but it was the Food and Wine Festival.
Yep.
So
yep.
We actually took the boat from Hollywood Studios to Epcot and just started eating. We made it all the way to, we started in France and made it all the way to, I think, Germany, and tried everything on the way, like something at every stop on the way. It was fantastic. The food was great. The atmosphere was fantastic. We really had a great time. We didn't really ride anything that day because I didn't have any fast passes. No, I take that back. We did ride Frozen because we didn't have a fast pass for that because I had gotten my, we had to change everything so quickly or so close to the time we were traveling. And that's the only ride, that and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, the only rides that we waited in line for more than 10 minutes. Which was fantastic because it was busy, but it wasn't, you know, too bad. And, I love that ride, the animatronics, the whole story. You know, Maelstrom was one of my favorite rides, but I think Frozen has definitely topped it.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I think so too. I mean, they've really done a great job with the storytelling, and the animatronics are just top rate over on Frozen Ever After. Now, you mentioned you guys were doing Disney Bus Roulette, which was fun way back in the day, but I think a lot of folks can't do that nowadays because you are scheduled with fast passes. You know where you have to be and when you have to be there. So was that kind of a theme to the trip, or did you have fast passes other days, or was it kind of just kind of pick what you do each day?
We did have fast passes all the other days. I generally don't, on my arrival day, if I can help it, I don't do dining reservations or fast passes just because you never know what's going to happen with the flight. And that's kind of where we were, because we went in January this year and our flight was delayed 2 hours because of snow in Cleveland. And, so that kind of put us back a little bit. We didn't have anything scheduled for the day, but, you know, we had nighttime stuff and it just threw off our schedule. So we kind of just like to relax on our first day, just kind of go with the flow. I don't like to do Magic Kingdom on my arrival day because I like to rope drop Magic Kingdom, but I usually go to Epcot first.
Those are both great tips, though, because, you know, if you have too much planned on your arrival day, you kind of hit the ground like stressed out, like, I got to be here. You know what? Just soak it in for a few, you know, that first, you know, 18 hours, 12 hours that you're there. And I also like, if you're a big Magic Kingdom fan, you know, have the, you know, do it right. Get there when it opens and have the whole experience. Watch the welcome show if you like. I like that. So good plan. Now, let me ask, you were there kind of early to mid-September. Food and Wine was like crazy busy this year, a lot of the time.
You know, it was more crowded than I can remember Epcot being in a while. But because Epcot's got so much room, it wasn't too crowded. The lines weren't crazy long, like I heard. The lines weren't, you know, way out into the aisles, and, you know, but it was busier than I remember it. I think our Frozen wait was like an hour and a half, which isn't too bad, but I mean, you know, still an hour and a half, kind of rough.
Yeah, Food and Wine just, it's become so popular that it's just, you're going to have to kind of grin and bear it with the crowds, you know. But you said you enjoyed it and you still got to snack on a lot of items. I mean, you made it through and had a successful day, it sounds like.
Yeah, oh, definitely. We had a blast.
Awesome. So I'm guessing the next day you went to the Magic Kingdom for Rope Drop, that first full day?
Yes, we did.
All right, how was that?
That was great. You know, there's certain rides that we have to hit. Mine is Dumbo, and my mom's is a Peter Pan. But we couldn't get fast passes for Peter Pan, so we actually did wait in line for that. But it was only maybe 20 minutes. But I wanted them to wait in line for that because they hadn't seen since the queue had been updated, with the bedroom and the shadow and all, you know, all the cool stuff in there. And they really enjoyed that. And they had never ridden Seven Dwarfs, so we rode that too, and everyone loved it. You know, my mom's a big Snow White fan. My dad kind of likes the animatronics. He likes the technology behind it, and he likes just the, I guess, showmanship of Disney World.
I agree. Now, so you mentioned that you guys don't like to take breaks. So did you stay at the Magic Kingdom from Rope Drop until the end of the day?
We stayed there on our first day because that was not the night of the party. We stayed there and then ended up, we went to Animal Kingdom in the evening. We had a late night safari ride.
So how do you kind of pace yourself? That's what I want to ask, because I mean, no kidding, it takes stamina for a full day at Walt Disney World. So how do you make sure that you're going to make it, you know, for that end of the day stuff you have planned as well, you know, when you're rope dropping things, that's a long day.
We just kind of relax. When we're tired, we sit down and take a break. When we're hungry, we eat, unless we have a dining reservation. We don't run to anything or, you know, walk, you know, briskly walk. We just kind of stroll and take our time and enjoy what's going on. And if, you know, my parents are obviously older than me, so if they want to sit and take a break, but I got all kinds of energy, I'll go run and do something and meet up with them later. This trip wasn't like that. You know, this trip we just relaxed, saw the, you know, sat and just took in the beauty of Walt Disney World.
Are you like shows and parades kind of people? Do you stop and take those in?
Only at Disney World. I will not watch a show or a parade except when I'm at Disney World, and I can't help myself. I just love the shows and the parades.
Let me ask you this real quick. I mean, kind of off topic, but what's your favorite nighttime spectacular down there?
You know, I loved Wishes and Celebrate the Magic. Those are probably my favorite. I didn't get a chance to see Rivers of Light. I did see some of the Star Wars fireworks. That was pretty cool. I didn't have a good view of it, but I could see how it could be cool if you had a really good view. So I'm going to have to say Wishes, even though it's not around anymore.
Yeah, I'm Happily Ever After is a nice replacement. But yeah, Wishes, I think it was always there when I was kind of getting into the park. So yeah, it's got that place. But Illuminations, obviously, number one for me forever. Yeah. But so let me ask you this, too. You guys went over to Animal Kingdom that night when it was dark and took in the night activities, which is relatively new in the past year. So what were your thoughts and your parents' thoughts on all those things going on over there?
You know, we only did the nighttime safari, or the Kilimanjaro safari at night. And it was great. We got to see the animals moving around. There was, a funny thing that happened is they were talking about, I can't remember what the animal is, but they're called the Ghosts of the Jungle. And the driver said, hey, if you guys look over to the left, you're going to see some ghosts. And this little girl goes, ghosts? And it was just the whole place, you know, the whole ride, just everyone's cracking up. And it was great. You know, the driver's laughing. It was fantastic. But, you know, we got to hear the lions roaring and, you know, see them moving around. That was great. We went to Pandora and just checked it out. The lines were crazy long. And the kind of ride through the Flight of the Banshee or the Flight of Passage. My mom gets kind of sick on Star Tours, so I didn't want to take her on that. And the wait for the Navi River Journey was like 2 hours. So we kind of just took in the beauty of it, took some pictures, walked around, just checked everything out.
So what'd you guys think of the land, though, when you walk through? Because I think that's really the best way to do it, you know, when you're the first time through, just take in the environment and then focus more on the attractions. But, you know, seeing it at night for the first time, was it, because I'm sure you had read everything about it and you knew the buildup. I mean, did it meet your expectations of what you were thinking it was going to be?
Yeah, I was actually there for the annual pass holder preview back in May. So I had ridden both the rides and checked out Pandora during the day. And then, but at night, it's a different experience. If I can make a recommendation, if you're going to Animal Kingdom, you're going to spend a whole day there, start in Pandora, go do everything else. And then when it gets dark, go back to Pandora because it's completely different.
That's a good tip. I wish I was having some Santuli Canteen right about now, too. Did you guys happen to eat there at all during the trip?
No, we didn't.
That's a good one. That's a good one next time. I'm telling you, if you like, you took my deluxe burger advice, go there. It's good stuff. All right, so tell us about some of the other times in the parks.
We hit Hollywood Studios the next day. I rode Star Tours with my dad, and, you know, it was fun. And, you know, I love Star Tours. I'm a big Star Wars fan. But Star Tours, you know, I didn't ride anything like that for years, and that kind of got me back into thrill rides. And I, you know, it's not that thrilling, but it's, you know, it's exciting, and, you know, but, you know, I really love Star Wars. We that's really all we did, there. We got the peanut butter and jelly milkshake from 50s Primetime Cafe.
My favorite. I love that thing.
And just relaxed and hung around. That day we actually did go back to the hotel and chill out, cause we had a Halloween party that evening. So that was always our plan, was to just take a day. And just Hollywood Studios, you know, relax, go do a couple things, you know, and just take it easy, and then go to the Halloween party, which the Halloween party was great.
That's what I was going to ask you. Give us a review of the party, because right now we're in the middle of Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party season, but we know how Disney time goes so quickly. It won't be long until, again, it'll be August, and we'll be talking about the Halloween party. So what were your thoughts on that?
You know, the people that were in the costumes were unbelievable. It was really neat. It was like they put so much time and effort into these things that it was unbelievable. You know, the whole time when we decided we were going to go to the Halloween party, I kept trying to get my parents to dress up as Peter and Wendy, and I'd be Captain Hook. But we just, you know, my dad didn't want to wear tights, so we didn't do that. But, you know, we really had a good time, you know, until my dad had to leave. But, you know, we were sitting down for the parade. I watched some of the Booty You Parade. That song they play is unbelievable. It's so good. You know, I'm not one into music, you know, like parade music, but I just, the Booty You song just gets stuck in your head in a good way.
It does. Now, how were the crowds? Because they build as you get closer to Halloween, and you were one of the very first parties of the season, you know, early on. So was it relatively sparse, or did you find it to be kind of crowded?
The only parts that were crowded were the meet and greets for Jack and Sally, and then the line for the parade, the parade route. Everything else was empty.
So did you take advantage of that and also do some of the attractions that night too? Because it's hard not to. I mean, we always give the advice, do just the Halloween stuff. But when you have low crowds, you can actually kind of do everything.
Yeah, I did. After my parents went back to the resort, I watched some of the Booty You Parade, and then I walked around. I was going to wait in line for Jack and Sally, but it was about 45 minutes. And I didn't, but I did get a picture with Daisy and Donald, which was kind of cool because I have a dog named Daisy, so I feel obligated to get a picture with Daisy every time I go. But it was just, you know, I just strolled around, you know, people watching, you know, it was great.
Fun fact, I had a dog named Daisy growing up. Look at that.
All right.
Same thing. That's funny. So so walk us through the rest of your time in the parks, and then also tell us if you guys did anything, you know, outside the parks that was unexpected or fun.
So my dad, the medicine he takes for the vertigo puts him down for, you know, a good day and a half. So the next day I was solo. I went back to the Magic Kingdom, rode Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Actually also went to Animal Kingdom, rode Cali River Rapids, and went to Rafiki's Planet Watch, which is pretty cool. I went right when it was closing, so I heard that Rafiki was doing pictures, so I was like, you know, I have a friend that really loves him, so I'll sneak over there and get a picture with him real quick. And then I actually ate, we had reservations for the Yachtsman Steakhouse, I actually ate there by myself. And you know, partially because of listening to the podcast, you know, I heard about the cast compliments. Well, I had a server at Yachtsman that, you know, she saw that there was three people in the original reservation, but I was the only one there, and she asked what happened. I told her, you know, my dad wasn't feeling well, and, you know, it just happened to be his birthday. So, you know, I told her this, and, you know, she's like, oh, okay, well, you know, sorry to hear that, blah, blah, blah. So I'm getting wrapped up. I get the filet, and it was unbelievable. It was so good. Not quite as good as Le Cellier, but it was still really, really good. And, you know, she comes back with this bag, and I'm like, well, I didn't have any leftovers. And she gave a little cake and some bread to take to my dad.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So I did a cast compliment, and they replied to me and everything. It was really neat.
Yeah, it's cool. And if you don't know, like Spencer's mentioning, you can send a message to the @WDWToday account on Twitter and hashtag it cast compliment, and just give them the name of the cast member, where the cast member was working, what their role was, and, you know, just a sentence or two about what happened. And they are really, really good about finding those cast members and giving them some props. I love seeing that. You know, that's one of the best things that they really do as far as their social media team. Because we've all had a cast member like that. I'm pretty sure that everybody's had somebody go the extra mile. And when you see them smiling with their certificate, and your picture is usually on the certificate too. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, it was really neat. I like that kind of stuff. I like recognizing people when they do art. I used to work in the service industry. So, anytime I can compliment someone, I try to.
Me too, absolutely. So tell us about let's kind of dive in. You mentioned you ate at Yachtsman, which I still have never done, because a family of four, I'd have to take out a mortgage to eat there, I think, and I don't know if rest of my family would enjoy it as much as I would. I sure would, I can tell you that. But any other memorable meals from this trip?
You know, our favorite place to eat as a family is Chef de France, and we had an excellent meal there, like we always do. That's just one of those family traditions, that's one of them that we always make sure to do is Chefs de France. You know, we've just had really good meals there, and just really good, family time.
That's interesting, because we don't hear a lot about that place. And again, that's a second restaurant where I've never dined. Now, this one is because I know my family wouldn't go there, because they would say, oh, it's French food, it's fancy. But we had a guest on a couple of weeks ago that talked about Chefs de France and said that, anybody can find something they would like on the menu. That was her recommendation. Mm-hmm. Do you find that to be the case?
Yeah. Their salmon is really good. I love salmon. It's really good there.
I would love that. My family wouldn't. They don't eat anything that's fish, but I'd tear it up. So do you guys do anything outside of the parks, besides the theme parks? Did you do any, going to Disney Springs or mini golf or anything like that?
You know, I spent some time at Disney Springs shopping. I didn't buy anything because, it was not a budget trip, but, I just started a new job, so I was kind of saving some money. But then I did eat a Yachtsman, so we know where my priorities lie.
Exactly.
I strolled around and just relaxed at Disney Springs, and they stayed at the hotel, I didn't leave property. I haven't been, I've been there 4 times in the past calendar year, and I haven't left property once.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I feel like I need to, but I don't. I get there and I like being in the bubble. That's one of the reasons why I go there, is to be surrounded 24/7 by, the whole Disney experience. Now, here's another thing I want to ask you, because I'm sure our listeners are wondering, transportation wise, it sounds like you took Disney transportation everywhere. Being at Saratoga, I've heard that can be a challenge just because of how large the resort is internally, but also the distance from, say, a Saratoga Springs to an Animal Kingdom or something like that. So what did you think overall the transportation experience?
It's not bad. And I think the implementation of the Wi-Fi at the parks, and the, having smartphones kind of, softens the drive, if you will. And I didn't notice it taking forever. When you're tired and you're the last stop on the bus, that kind of stinks. But, I've stayed at Saratoga so many times that it really doesn't bother me. I think it's no worse than Pop Century. No worse than All-Star, because Pop Century's travel is great. But, All-Star's, I wouldn't say it's on par with that.
Good tip. Okay, so let me ask you this too. You said you've been to Saratoga Springs many times. Do you have a specific area that you would say is the best part of Saratoga Springs, maybe to request, or the place you really like to be, the section of the resort?
We were at, I can't remember which one we were at. this time. We were the one closest to the lobby, which I think is the grandstand. Mm-hmm. But we usually stay at Congress Park because of how you can walk over to Disney Springs from there. That's where we stayed at when it was Disney or Downtown Disney. That's where we always stayed. But I love Saratoga. I mean, you get huge rooms, you know, Turf Club. I've eaten there a couple times. It's pretty good. You know, it's just, and it's a beautiful resort with the golf courses there. And, you know, the cool thing that I noticed is that, you know, we went the week after the hurricane and I saw maybe two trees down on the entire property that I remember noticing, and a couple on the way to the, you know, on the Magical Express. But, you know, it's really amazing that A, the plant life, you know, survived the hurricane, and B, if it didn't, then Disney cleared it right away.
Yeah, their landscaping department is unbelievable. I mean, as far as like, I mean, just year round, like replacing plants that die. I mean, it always looks just like I wish my yard looked. But you're right. I mean, especially for something like that hurricane, that was a major hurricane. And I heard that from more than one person. And you know what? I will echo what you're saying about the beauty of Saratoga Springs. This past January, we were down there for Marathon. A bunch of the guys got together and we played golf over at Lake Buena Vista. And okay. While we aren't very good golfers, I will say I enjoyed the experience of getting out there and seeing, you know, we weaved in and out of Saratoga Springs, and it's, you know, in Old Key West as well. And it was, it's a beautiful place. I mean, I think that maybe that side of property doesn't get the props that it needs, but I think it's going to now with Disney Springs kind of coming on. But, you know, that end of property is happening and it's gorgeous. You know, it's not necessarily right next door to any of the major theme parks, but it's fun.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a destination on its own with Disney Springs right there.
I agree. So as we wrap this one up, any other highlights from the trip you want to share with the listeners before we get out of here?
You know, it wasn't a crazy trip. Like I said, it was relaxing. It was nice. Like I said, I've been four times in the past calendar year, and it's gotten better every time. You know, I don't know if I'm, you know, enjoying it more, or it's the company, or it's for what it is, but every time I've gone, you know, I've gone probably 15 times, and every time it's better.
I agree. So when are you heading back? I know you have to have a trip on the horizon.
Well, we were supposed to go for New Year's Eve for just 4 days, but my new job that I took, I have to work Sundays. And we're open till 4, and the earliest flight is 6 p.m. So, and I'm about half hour from the airport, so I don't know if I'm going to make it. I think my parents are just going to take this one on their own.
Oh, man. Well, it'll be there. You know, that's one of those things. I had to work around my old job, too, and you saw what that got me. So, Spencer, it sounds like you had a great trip. Lots of fun recalling that, and I'm really curious about Saratoga myself now, so I appreciate you taking the time to speak with us.
Well, thanks for having me on, Mike.
Anytime. Don't forget today's show. You know, if you're looking for some holiday gifts, and it's getting to be crunch time, guys. Now, if you're a guy, you probably say, I got a couple more weeks, you know, no problem. I'll start shopping at Christmas Eve. Don't do that to yourself, because right now you can just go online and get two amazing gifts for the Disney fan in your life. First of all, drop by thewisdomofwalt.com. You can pick up the, you know, a pair. You can pick up Beyond the Wisdom of Walt and the original The Wisdom of Walt by author Jeff Barnes. Great books, great reads for Disney fans. They give you some background on Walt Disney, his visions for how the theme park should be, and also ties that into making you a better person with your relationships with everybody around you. So check those out over at thewisdomofwalt.com and keep your friends and family out of lines and seeing the most amount of attractions possible on their next vacation. That you can do that with a premium subscription to touringplans.com, and you can even get that one at the last minute. So that'll bail you out. You can wait on that one, but get it now. Don't sweat it later on. Just drop by touringplans.com today. Also, as you're doing your shopping on this Monday, don't forget, we've got our great Amazon affiliate link. Please use that link. It costs you nothing extra, and you get all your Prime benefits, but it really does help support the show. So when you shop online, go to brguestpodcast.com/Amazon for all of your online shopping needs, and we thank you so much for that. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike, and we've got a great Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, we're going to be back again on Wednesday answering your listener questions, so be ready for that. But until then, we're going to wish you a great week. So for Spencer, I'm Mike. It's time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.